Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
I better than you can.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, you don't have to fight. All you need to do is really trust God, and God will do the rest. Listen at verse 5. Verse 5 says, Joseph said, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves because of what you've done to me. You sold me, but I ain't mad at you. That's what Joseph said. Can I tell somebody, you need to learn to let it go. You've been holding on it so long, you forgot what it really was all about. But grace will hold you when others try to harm you. I wish I had one or two more witnesses in here that I didn't fight. I just stood back and God stepped in, and I'm still standing even though they tried to trip me. They tried to make me fall, and they dug a hole for me. But be careful about the ditches you dig, for the ditches you dig for others, you might be careful, because the one you dig for somebody else, you just might fall into it yourself. You got to be mindful that there is a God who rules from above. He neither slumbers nor sleep. And can I remind you, Sister Taylor told you, it's amazing grace. It's amazing grace. And that's why it sounds so sweet, because when I was lost, it would get you back. It saved the wretch. Am I right there? It saved a wretch like me. So the hold of grace is very much present when you're harmed. I remember that David said it this way, fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down. I heard him say in a word of comfort, the Lord is my shepherd. And because he is my shepherd, there's nothing that I shall want. Well, here it is. This boy Joseph says to his brothers who sold him into slavery, he said to them, don't be angry with yourselves. Now you can imagine, they're coming to Joseph to buy grain because they're hungry, but Egypt is doing well. And now he's been sold and he's in Egypt, and he's in charge. He's in charge. And he says to the brothers, he didn't say, that's good for you. He didn't say, I'm going to get you back. But what he said is, what a stellar statement. Don't be angry with yourselves because of what you've done. You meant it for evil. You meant it for evil. But God meant it for good. Let me just remind you that the whole of grace will give the injured person strength enough to tell the truth and not try to destroy. That's the folk who want to tell the truth. He said, you sold me. He didn't camouflage that, but he wasn't trying to hurt him. But oftentimes, there's some folk who won't let you live independent of your past. Let me try this side. There's some folk who won't let you live independent. They are always talking about what you did back then. There's some folk that just won't let it go. They'd have shouted all of their hair out. They'd have bumped out of their shoes and then tore up the church and walk out of here still holding on to it. Can I tell you, before you get too happy, let it go. Let it go. Even though folk tried to harm you, God's amazing grace will protect you. That's the first thing I want to see. I want to say God's grace, the hold of grace, is present when you're harmed. Second thing I want to say to you we see in this text, you've got to see the hand of God in human affairs. Listen, no one knew how this would play out. No one knew that this thing would play out when they put Joseph in the pit and the Ishmaelites came and got him. But you got to see the hand of God in human affairs. Listen at what Joseph said to them. In verse 7, he says, "And God sent me before you to preserve you." Oh, you don't know that the one that you've thrown in a pit is going to be the one that give you your groceries. You got to see. I like this text because God is working behind the scenes. And Joseph is keen enough to realize that even though it was considered a mishap, I was thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, went to prison, but look at me now. I'm the one in charge. Can I tell somebody, some of the pain that you've been through wasn't because God, you were being picked on. It was because God was preparing you. Yeah. See, you don't know what it's like to be in charge until you've been down on the bottom. You don't like know what it's like to be elevated until you've been down. But sometimes you got to go down before you can realize where God is taking you. Somebody here today, God is taking you somewhere, but he's taking you through the meandering path of your pain. You've had to cry sometime, and you wiped your tears all by yourself. Nobody to talk to, but God was elevating you, getting you to a point where you can appreciate where you're now. See, some of the reasons why most of us can't appreciate being up because we never appreciated being down. But you've heard some folk of old, I don't hear much of them say that anymore, that, you know, I appreciated them whoopings that mama gave me. I don't hear a whole lot of that these days. I imagine no none of these folk up here say that. But sometimes you got to appreciate the pain before you can take your rightful position. No pain. Oh, I wonder where y'all were. You've got to understand pain. Our promotions are often a product of our pain. See, if you never went through anything, you wouldn't know what God can do for you. And that's why the song says, if I had no problem, how would I know that God can solve them? And what faith in God can do. But you heard the verse say, through it all. Am I right there? Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Because when I was down at my lowest moment, it was God who picked me up. It was God who elevated me. It was God who set me upon a rock. And look at me now. You've got to learn to see the hand of God in human affairs. I'm glad God does not always let us know the script. Amen. Sometimes we may have had to ask, where is God? Joseph may have uttered those same words while he was in the pit. Why am I here? Yes, sir. But you don't know what God is preparing you for. So rather than fight a fuss, why not trust the hand of God? He said in Isaiah 49, "Behold, I have graven them in the palm of my hand." And my brothers and sisters, there's no place I'd rather be than in the hands of God. Yeah, the surprise of Joseph's brothers was that he was still alive. Yeah. that was a surprise to them, because they, by now, they thought they told a lie that the animals got him.
Yeah.
But by now, the last person that they expected to see the last person that they expected to see after they'd done their dirt, after they pulled their shenanigans, after they conspired, after they got together, the last person, I didn't come to see Joseph, we came to buy grain. But the last person was they expected to see was this boy who recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. Come on, come on, go with me now. Come on, go with me. How many folk thought they got you? How many folk in your life thought, oh, yeah, this is it for her. This is it for him. Down, smashed, not getting up in the, I got him. We got, girl, we... High five me, we got that thing done. That's the end of it. And when you turned around, there they were, still standing. The only reason they were still standing, Joseph was still standing, is because the hand of God was working in human affairs. The hand of God. I like that so good. The hand of God was working when I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
Can I tell somebody over here, while you were sleeping last night, the hand of God was working. While you were resting, unconscious to what was going on around them. Somebody put it this way, all night, all day, angels, oh bless his name, keep watching over me. God's hand in human affairs. Not only, I said to you thus far, you've got to see the hold of grace when you're harmed. You've got to see the hold of grace when you're harmed. You've got to see the hand of God in human affairs. One more thing I'll tell you, and that is you've got to see the hand of the grain holder.
Yeah.
the hand of the grain holder. The grain holder held the future of his brothers and his father. Listen, because they had to go through him. And I like Joseph. The chapter starts off with Joseph so happy to see his brothers that he wept. He wept. He cried. His brother from the same mother, Benjamin, he wept on Benjamin's neck, and Benjamin wept on his neck. And the text says he kissed his brothers. The text says he kissed Benjamin. Benjamin kissed him. He kissed his brothers, but they couldn't kiss him. They were so evil toward.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Hey, hey, hey. There's a big back-to-school giveaway at Reentry Solutions that's going to happen at the end of this month. July 31st, mark it on your calendar, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Reentry Solutions, 1617 Branch Street in Alexandria. Bring the children for that. The Summer Meals for Kids program continues with the Food Bank of Central Louisiana and your local Rapides Parish Library. That happens every Monday through Friday until the end of the month. Global Impact Ministries and Bertha's Boutique is having a school uniform giveaway. That's August 2nd at the 10:30 a.m. service. The giveaway is going to be a raffle, so you got to be there at 10:30. Put your